In the sleepy town of Giel, Mila pieces together the information she's learned, and a wild, dangerous tale takes shape. Mila confronts Dimphna about her true identity, and a gruff stranger arrives unexpectedly from Eru, carrying gold coins and many questions.
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Saint Dimphna. Episode 3, King Daemon. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
This series made possible in part by the National Shrine of St. Dimphna in Massillon, Ohio. For info or to plan a visit to the National Shrine, go to thesaintspodcast.com/shrine. thesaintspodcast.com/shrine.
Mila!
Is this Dimphna's cloak?
What's chasing you down that you got to run in and out and in and out like your life depended on it?
You said the cloak was Dimphna's.
Yeah, I did.
How do you know? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. She was wearing it when she came here.
Why is it here, by the door? Not in her room with the rest of her things.
Because she took it off at the door, like anyone else with manners does when they enter my inn.
It's definitely the Queen's brooch.
Are you going crazy, lass?
Those gold coins she paid with?
What of them?
How did she get them?
How should I know?
Have you ever seen ones like them before?
Enough with the questions, Mila. I told you to stop bothering about the girls. It'll just make trouble. And see, I was right. It's distracting you from your work. You still haven't got what I asked from the market.
I'll go soon, but Father, where were those coins from?
Eru, now go.
We've had other guests come from Eru, right?
Enough, Mila.
Please, last question.
The few stragglers we've had through here from Eru didn't pay with gold. I've never seen gold like that. It's why I overcharged Dimphna at first.
Why did Dimphna pay?
Because she wanted a bed!
But didn't you think it was strange that the youngest person in the party carried the gold? A young girl. You'd never have me pay if we were in a strange place.
I'd never bring you to a strange place. And I think the whole thing is strange. I'm not bothered by it. I've got enough to worry about with you. I haven't heard you string this many words together in a year.
I have to go. I'll go to the market after I give Dimphna her cloak.
I hope you'll keep talking to me after that. My silent child.
What did she do when you found out? Was she angry?
I'm about to tell you.
Were you scared? Did you really go right up to her and tell her you'd solve the mystery?
I did. I was so anxious and excited, I practically bounced up the stairs two at a time.
Mila!
You're a princess!
What?
Why didn't you tell me?
Mila, what are you...
You're a princess! I heard Coleman and Maeve talking.
Shh, Mila, stop, please.
This is the brooch you told me about. The Queen's brooch. Your mother was the Queen.
Come in my room and I'll tell you everything.
Your mother was the Queen.
Shh.
Who are you running from?
Listen. Sit down and listen to me. It's a sad story, Mila. It
I must ask you to keep it a secret. My life depends on it.
I promise I won't tell.
My father, Damon, is king of one of the Gaelic tribes I told you about.
Why is it a secret?
I'm telling you why. My mother, the queen, was a wonderful woman. Beautiful and virtuous. She became a Christian when I was little. Father Gerbrand baptized her and me on the same day.
Your father?
He's still a pagan. We were baptized in secret.
Oh.
My mother taught me the faith and loved me and Papa with all her heart. She was famous for her beauty and her virtue. Everyone loved her. She cared for the poor and the sick in mind and body with everything she had. My father loved my mother to distraction. He doted on her. She was everything to him. Then, one winter, she got sick and she died. My father lost his mind with grief.
Oh, Dimphna.
I lost a mother and father in 1 week a year ago.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
It's all right, Mila.
But why are you here? And Giel?
I'm getting to that. A few months passed. We grieved. My father grew sick and delirious as the days wore on. His advisors told him he should find a new queen. He declared he would not marry unless they could find someone who was as beautiful as my mother. They couldn't. No one was like my mother. Finally, they told him he should marry me, his only daughter, since I looked just like her.
How awful!
My father is sick. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He's the one you're running away from?
Yes. I fled Eru in secret with Father Gerbrand, the court jester, and his wife. Strange traveling companions, but they have taken good care of me.
I see.
I've been very afraid, Mila.
If your father finds you...
God will take care of me.
Is he still following you?
I don't know. I pray every night that he will be healed.
And if he isn't?
God will have mercy and reunite him with my mother in heaven someday.
Are you going to hide in your room forever?
No. No. I want to be like my mother, not merely look like her. I have plenty to give to the poor. Father Gerbrand made inquiries at the church in town. Your priest allowed us to set up a soup dinner there for anyone who'd like it tonight.
That's wonderful.
Coleman and Maeve went to the docks and into town to make sure we haven't been followed. They should be back soon, and then I'll go with them to see the church.
I overheard them talking on the road.
Mila, if you see a Gaelic man wearing a belt that matches my mother's brooch, that's Damon, the overking of the Argyle tribes.
I'll keep a lookout. He won't come here. He wouldn't think to cross the North Sea to find you.
I hope you're right.
I should go. I have to get things at the market for my father.
I'll see you tonight.
Yes.
What do you have to trade?
Why can't you take coins, Albert?
Back again, Mila.
I need lentils and cheese and fruit, please.
All right. I'll get you a bag. I hear your Gaelic strangers are setting up shop in the rectory to take care of the poor or something like that. It's nice of them, but I can see right through it. They can't hide their funny business with goodness.
They don't mean any harm.
Oh, an opinion from the Silent One.
They're good people.
We'll see. We'll see. When you're as old as I am, you'll be more suspicious of strangers.
I hope not.
Get on with you. Back to your father and your strangers.
Thank you.
Father, I got the things you wanted.
And you gave me a whole sentence about it. What is the world coming to? Thank you, Mila. Go ahead and put them away in the storeroom.
Yes, Father.
I wonder who that is.
Innkeeper?
Yeah?
Get ale and answers for a rich stranger.
He's a Kael.
Where do you hail from, stranger?
Eru.
It can't be. It's too far.
Eru, that's funny.
What's funny about it?
His belt matches her mother's brooch.
Have you had other visitors from Eru?
It's Daemon.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 4, Trail of Gold, to hear the next installment of Saint Dimphna. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.